Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Two lines before the lines get very wide. You're going to start, the first word on the line is Ad. Middle of the line, there's a dot there. Ozal, got it? Ozal Shadrach Titus Harasha. So Vespasian went back, Ozal he went back, and he sent Titus Harasha. V'omar, and it said on him, Eyalik, Hemait Sur Chasoy Boy. And he wanted to know where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, where's your God? It's Sur Chasoy Boy, the rock, the Tzion, that you take refuge in. Zeh Titus Harasha. This Pasuk is talking about Titus Harasha. What did he do? Shechirev v'gidev klapei mayla. He insulted the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and he blasphemed him. He cursed him. Ma'asa. What exactly did Titus do? Tofar Zayna. He took a Zayna. Biyadoi v'nichnas abeis kotchei akotchim. And he went into the kotchei akotchim with the Zayna. V'hitziya sefer Torah. And he spread out a sefer Torah. V'over ala aveira. So he did an aveira of znus in the kotchei akotchim with the Zayna on a sefer Torah. V'not al sayif. And he took a sword. V'gider es apareches. And he slashed the pareches. V'nas enes, and enes happened. V'hoyadam mevatzveitz v'yotze, and the blood came spurting out. Ukasavar harag es atzmoy, and he thought that he killed atzmoy. Kaviyot the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shenema shargu tayrecha bekar meidecha shamoy shmoy oisaisam oisais. The roar of the enemy bekar meidecha in his time shmoy oisaisam oisais. Oisam a lashon of this is a sign that he killed kaviyachol the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He was convinced he killed Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Aber chon lama micha meicha chasen kam micha meicha chasen v'kasha. Me who is behold is this great gibor chasen is a gibor strong Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Micha meicha chasen v'kasha who is very tough. Sha'at l'shemeya because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam heard. Niatzu v'gidufo shaloise rasha. He heard the insults and the klolas, the cursing of this rasha. V'shoisik and he was quiet. The Be'yavi Shmuel Tana Micha Meicha Balaykim Hashem Micha Meicha Be'ilamim. Be'ilamim he says the lashon of Elam, of being an Elam means a mute, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't respond. Now let's talk about this a little bit over here, what happened. There's an unbelievable Ben Ishchai here. The Ben Ishchai has a question. Ben Yehuda says, I don't understand. A nace happened, and the blood came out of the pareches. He says, generally when we say a nes, a miracle happened, Klal Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim, it was a nes, it was the makis. It's a good thing, here we go. A nes, Klal Yisrael was a nes by Hanukkah, there was a nes, Gadol HaYosham, a nes by Nisim, the Flores, they're positive. What's good about this? And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a nes, and we know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam only does things out of, he generally, Rebbeinu Shel Olam tries to keep things in Teva, unless there's a reason for it. What is the reason that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a quote-unquote a miracle that made the blood come out? This is his question. So he says there's two reasons why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam protects Klal Yisrael always and will not destroy them. Two reasons. Number one, because if he destroys Klal Yisrael, and there's Klal Yisrael is Rebbeinu Shel Olam's nation, so it's going to be a taina on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. See? Yeah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the God of the world, his nation is the Jews, and we were able to destroy the Jews. So that would be a bezoyin to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so therefore the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would never let it happen. However, when Klal Yisrael are not doing right by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and not following the Ratzon Hashem, and they're not Ke'ein, they sort of lose that connection as being the nation of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the nations of the world are not going to say, oh look, the Jews, who are God's nation, lost. No, the Jews have nothing to do with God anymore. So unfortunately at this point in time, Klal Yisrael were in a very low madrega, that the connection was lost. One reason. Number two, is because when you have if a goy is going to go and curse the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and be mechayer from a god of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's a reason not to let it, because that's taka bezayin to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's up to Ben Yehuda. If this wouldn't have happened, Titus wouldn't have happened, that the blood would have come out, Titus would never have cursed the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Titus, before, when Titus started this whole conquest, Titus knew that the Rebbeinu Shalom, there was a decree, a gzeri against Klal Yisrael, that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed. So he took a zayin. It's a terrible chet for someone to take a zayin, but Titus was saying, yeah, but the Jews were kaviyachal doing the same thing. They didn't respect the Kachi Kachim either. So I did this. He wasn't doing it against Hashem. What Rebbeinu Shalom did was he made a nes. What's the nes? What's the miracle? That because of that, he said, oh, one second. He, this, all of a sudden he changed. He punctured, he took the sword, and he stabbed the Pereichas, and blood came. I said, oh, look, I killed God. Then he started cursing God. He thought he killed him. Now it's right that he should get destroyed and Klal Yisrael shouldn't. So the nace, the miracle, the good thing that happened for Klal Yisrael, Rebbeinu Shalom made this out of Teva, that a Pereichas should have blood coming out of it, so he should think that he killed Rebbeinu Shalom, and therefore cursed Rebbeinu Shalom, and therefore Klal Yisrael would be saved. So that was the nace. Unbelievable, Ben Yehuda. It's an interesting word, the nace. A little bit further we say, very interesting, that we see, Micha Moicha Re'el Mashem, Micha Moicha Be'ilim, that Rebbeinu Shalom was quiet. Right, Rebbeinu Shalom is quiet. I said this over in the Parsha Shir a few weeks ago, but it's so appropriate over here. Unbelievable. Dr. Shlomo Kluger. What does it mean when we say we're coming into Elul and we know that we're going to go into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? If someone does tshuva me'ahava, he turns his averis into zchuyas. He did an avera, he does tshuva, and now it's a zchus for him. Well, how does that work? He says, it's mamish loy seichel, he says, Rav Shlomo Kluger. So he explains, you know what the pshat is? The pshat is, it says, the Gemara tells us that we have Yirmiyah and Daniel. Yirmiyah and Daniel, they wanted to take out two words in Shemoneh Esrei. We say in Davening Shemoneh Esrei three times a day, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahaneira. Gibor is the mighty, the Neira is the awesome. Ayik Virosai, Ayik Neirosav. Daniel and Yirmiyah says, we're in Golos. Where's the Rebbeinu Shalom's Gevura? We don't see it. Where's the Rebbeinu Shalom's Nairosav? We don't see it. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We're in Golos. We don't see it. They wanted to take it out of the davening. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the Gemara says, the reason why they call the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was because they reinstituted it. They said, you want to know where's the Rebbeinu Shalom's Gevura? Well, Ayei Gevurasa, Ayei Nairosav, the biggest Gevura and Nair you can show, the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't punish them. That's the biggest, that the Rebbeinu Shalom allowed that to happen. Think about it. The Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. If someone does something, against the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom could do a myriad of things to wipe the person out. The Rebbeinu Shalom is quiet. He doesn't act right away. That shows the awesomeness and the power of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He doesn't have that. If someone comes and then goes and fights a melech, a boss of a dom, he has to show his glory, he has to fight back right away. That's how he shows it. The Rebbeinu Shalom is all powerful. He controls everything in this world. So it would make sense, you would think, that he automatically does. No, but that shows his greatest gevura and era. That when he's going to destroy, when the Rebbeinu Shalom decides now is time, immediately that's when everything happens. And that's why it says in Parshas V'Schan that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? He wants to show the gevura of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Effective Shlomo Kluger. What's the gevura in the Rebbeinu Shalom by allowing Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael? Why is that the gevura? If you want to say Moshe said, I want to be able to destroy the Laman Aleph Malachim, that's one thing, but why is that? So Dr. Shlomo Kluger, the pshat is because the whole reason that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going in was because of the chet, whatever the chet was, the Meriva hitting the rock, whatever that was. Moshe Rabbeinu saying is, you're right, Rebbeinu Shalom, I don't deserve to go in. I did a chet and I shouldn't go in. You want to know how you could show your gevura, Rebbeinu Shalom? If you let me in anyways and you don't punish me, that shows Rebbeinu Shalom's gevura. In fact, Rebbeinu Shalom Kluger, when a person, when he does it, he does tshuva, after he did the chet, now he comes back and does tshuva. So Rebbeinu Shalom says, oh, now the fact that you did a chet before and I didn't punish you right away, and even if there was something happened but it wasn't the complete, Rebbeinu Shalom could do it myriads and he didn't. Now that you do tshuva me'ahava, you're turning that you created in the world gvura and the race of the Rebbeinu Shalom. People saw the gvura. The Klal Yisrael did a chet, and the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't destroy Klal Yisrael. By the fact that we weren't destroyed, that's a gevura in the Neir of the Rebbeinu Shalom. If we now do tshuva, we get that schus that we created the gevura and the Neir. If we don't do tshuva, then Lamaya said we're not in the Rebbeinu Shalom's good standing, so he's not going to change that. But if we now do tshuva, we get the schusim and we turn what we did that very before into schusim. Let's go right there. Ma'asa, what did he do? Not lots of parechis, but so kamin and gargoisni. He made it the parech. He took the parechis. He wanted to go back and show everyone that he killed God. That's what he said. Oh, you see, it was a bleeding parechis. So that's why he took that specifically. He made it into like a wine carrier, into like a little thing that you can carry other stuff. Vehevi called kalim shiva mikdash, and he took all the kalim of the mikdash. Vehenichan behen, and he put them in the parechis. Vehshivan besvina leilach l'shabeach be'iray, and he took them down back on the boat. So he could be mishabeach, and he should be praised in the city. Shenemar b'chein reisi risham kvurim ubom v'makom kadeshi yalechu v'yishtachu bi'ir asher kein asu. That he was going to come back and show the risham that this is what he took out of the makom. He came went to the makom hamikdash, the beis hamikdash, and he took out everything. The forgotten city. It's no longer a city that anyone cares about, and he conquered it. Al tikri kvurim. Do not say the word means kvurim. Ela kivutzim, which means gathered. That he gathered them. Al tikri v'yishtachu, ela v'yishtachu. That he wanted to be praised. Not that we're talking about the city, but rather that he wanted to be praised that he conquered the city. Even things that were hidden. There were treasures that were hidden in Yerushalayim. The Matamim Mamayim Shal Yisrael Zakrashi. The treasures of Klal Yisrael, the money of Klal Yisrael, were all revealed to him, and he took everything. He was a very successful tanker. Omar Alav Nachshel Shevayam Latevay. When he was on this boat, a hurricane came that was threatening to capsize the boat. Omar, kimedumani shelehayim shel elu ein v'rasay ela b'mayim. Their God is only on the water. Bo paray tava b'mayim. How did they get rid of paray? With the water. Bo sister tava b'mayim. Afu aymin alayat ein mayim. So this same God of the Jews, he's fighting me on the water. Im gibor. If this God of the Jews is really a gibor, let him fight me a war on the dry land. Yotzei Sabaska v'Amrloi Russia ben Russia ben Benoy shel Esav haRussia. Your mamish, this is he's referring to Titus. Ber Yekala Yeshli Berlami. I have a small bria. V'Yitoshma, and Yitosh is his name. Yitosh is a gnat. I might carry a bear yakala, the ma'alna isla umfanka lesla, because it ingests, it takes things in, it digests, it takes things in its mouth, but it has no, it doesn't, nothing comes out of its body. It does not have a digestive system to push things out of its body. Aluli abosha, vatasa ima mulchama, aluli abosha, boyitesh vinichnes bechoitmai, this, when he came onto dry land, this gnat went into his nose, v'nokar b'mecha shevashanim, and it picked away at his brain for 7 years. Yoyim achad hava kacholav avava d'beinacha, shoma kol arzavsa ishtik. He was one day walking by the smith, there was banging, and when he heard that, when the sound of the hammer banging, ishtik, the gnat stopped. Omar Ikit Dekanta, he said, oh, I have a remedy. Kol Yoyim Amaisi Nafcho Amochu Kameil Nachri Yile Arba Zuzi Lesholam Lei Mestayach Dekachaz Besanach. Every day he would have someone come and bang with a hammer. If it was a guy, he would give him 4 zuz. And for Yisrael, he would say, you're doing it for free. You know why? Because you're seeing that I'm in such pain. That's worth, that has value, and you're going to do it for free. Atlas and Yaim and Avad Hachi, he did this for 30 days, Mikan Velakiv in the Dosh Dosh. Once the gnat got used to the sound, it said it wasn't impressed anymore and it continued to pick at his brain. A few things on what we just said. Number one, it's interesting that he says that Titus says, oh! He says, the water! The God of, he's only able to fight on the water! One of the Mefarshim say that, you know why he didn't want to fight in the water? Because sorcery and things of that sort, avoid desires, have no kayach on the water. And that's a known thing, it's put down in the Gemara. There's a very interesting pasuk in Parashat Va'era. Pasuk says, V'soru hatzvardim mimcha umivotecha umivadecha umiyamecha. Rak bayar tisharna. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, we had the second Makkah, the frogs came, Paray asked for it to be taken away, it's going to be taken away. But what was left over? Pasuk tells us, why do we need to know this? Rak bayar tisharna. There were frogs left in the river. Everything else left. All the frogs that were in the rack house, in the ovens, and all over, gone. They all left. The frogs in the air were left there. Why? So it's the same reason. Avodah Zarah, Kishuv, does not work in water. It doesn't work. So the reason why Moshe said is that the frogs in the Yair are going to stay there is to remind you, didn't help, he went to the third mark anyways, but to remind the Mitzrayim, remind Paroi, this is not Kishuv. This is not, because the Koyach of Kishuv, they can't do it. They can make frogs on the land, but on the water they can't do it. And that's why it says, Rak Bayor Tishan. Why a gnat? A yitosh? A yitosh is a very small little thing, a little creature. And it says that there's a medrash that says that if a person does the will of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day. So many mefarshim ask, why wasn't Adam created on the first day? So it says the reason why Adam was the last thing to be created was because if a person does the Ratzon Hashem, then we say is the whole world was created for you. The reason why you're the last part of the creation was because everything else needed to be created, and now that the world is ready, now we're going to put you in it. Others say is that, but what happens if someone does not do the Ratzon Hashem? Then Nitesh Kadamach, you should know the gnat, which is a tiny little creature, was created before you. It's more important than you. So the Yitesh specifically came to show Yitesh, you think you're a Balgaiva, you think you're a nobody, you're a nothing, and the Yitesh is going to be what's going to cause you so much pain and so much time. Let's think more right then. Wait one second, here we go. 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, about 7 lines in the bottom. Tanya Amara Pinchas ben Aruba Ani Isi ben Gedoli Roimi. I was amongst the Gedoli Roimi of Rome. Ukishemes, and when Tites died, Patsu Esmeichai, they sliced open his head, his brains, Umatsubai Kitsipur, Jeror, Mishkosh Islam, and they found a Yitosh, a gnat, the size of a tzipor, derived mishkosh neislam, a way too slum. Masnisin tana ki gozel ben shana, that there was something that there was a gozel, a pigeon that was a ben shana that was a year old mishkosh neilitrin that weighed 2 litrin. So this gnat became very big, apparently from maybe eating the brain of Titus, whatever it is, became very big and it was definitely very damaging to Titus. Amar abayin tina pirif shal nechoshes vitziporno shal barzel, that his mouth was the mouth of the yitosh, the gnat was of copper and the nails was of barzel, of iron. Kiabakamayas, before when Titus was about to die, Amalahu, he said, Likluye Lahu Gavra, burn that person, he's talking about himself, burn me. Uvadri Liktime Ashev Yume, I want you to spread me over 7 yamim, spread me over, take my ashes. You should gather my ashes and you should spread it out. Because I'm scared that the God of the Jews is gonna get me and they're gonna put me in judgment. So therefore spread me out over 7 seas and they have no shaykhs to touch me. Unculus bar Kleinikos, bar Achasidatitis, Unculus, who was the son of Kleinikos, who was the bar, the son of the sister of Titus. He wanted to become a ger. Also, Asker Titus Benegida. He went to visit Titus Benegida with Kishuv, with Rashi, with Oiv, means necromancy, to bring them back, from the grave to talk to them. Amalei. So he said, Imkulis said to Titus, Man Choshev Ahu Alma, who is Choshev in that world, in the world to come? Amalei. He said to him, Yisrael. Yisrael is. Should it be something that is kedai that I should attach myself to them? They have many, many mitzvahs, and you're not going to be able to be mekayim them. Zil, and so I'll give you an etzah. Igri bahu bahu alma. You should go fight them. You should become their enemies. Because their enemies become rosh, they become leaders. Kol ha-meitzah li-Yisrael, whoever is a meitzah is against Kla Yisrael. Nasi rosh, they become leaders. Amalei, uncle has said to Titus, Dinei dahu gavim mai, what was the din, what was the gzar din with this person, meaning what happened to you? Amalei, so Titus answered, my deposit anafshe, what I tried to mikli ubedari kitma, what I tried to do, was me the connected me, what I tried to accomplish, that I, what did he do? That he had himself burnt into ashes and spread out. So what happened? Kol yayma, every day, mechan shile, they gather all my ashes, the kitme, they gather all the ashes, kitme's ashes, the dainile, and they judge me. The kalu, and they burn me. So exactly what they spread me throughout the 7 days. The seven days they spread me out. So basically the seven yamim. So exactly what he tried to, in other words, he thought he was going to outsmart the burn shalom at the last step. He's going to have them burnt, and he's going to have this ashes spread out over seven seas. Every day it gets gathered back together, and then it gets burnt, and then it gets spread out. But it didn't happen anyways. Also, Unkelus went, Askele Bilam, Benegida. He went to speak to Bilam the same way, with Oiv, like we said before. Amalei, man chashiv ahu alma. Who is chashiv ahu alma in that world? Amalei, he answered him, Yisrael. Mahu leid buke buhu. Should I attach myself to them? Amalei, loy, sidro shloimam b'teivasam kol yam. Don't get involved with them. Not for shalom, not for peace, not for good. Stay away from them. What was the gzar din on you, on that gavra, this person we're talking, he's talking about himself again, about Bilam over here? He's burning and boiling shikva zera. Zok Rashi, top Rashi, b'shichva zera b'sachas, mida k'neged mida shibat, so soy, hizchala om, liznais obnais maya, because it was his idea to get the noshim of Midyon to go and be Mizana with Klal Yisrael to have to do with Sheikh Lazer, and therefore because of that he had to be in Sheikh Lazer, boiling Sheikh Lazer. That was his punishment. Ozal Aske Benegida LePoishe Yisrael, he went to Poishe Yisrael, to those who rebel against the Ribono Shel Olam. Amalei Man Chashiv Ahu Alma, who's important in that world? Amalei Yisrael, Amalei. I'm sorry. Nahu Laduke Buhu. Should I attach myself to them? Amalei Tevasim Droi Shuasim Mosidroi. You should attach yourself to the good of them, but not to the bad. Kolamigeya Behen Kiilu Noiga Bebas Einay. Someone who attaches himself to them is bad for his eyesight. In other words, he's causing bad for himself. Amalei Dina Deugavi Mai. What's the judgment of him? Amalei Betzayir Esachas, with excrement that's boiling. The Amamar Mar says, "Call Hamalig Al Dibei Chacham." Whoever is Malig, whoever is Maligim, he denigrates the words of the Chachamim. Nidain Betzayir Esachas. He is judged with burning, with boiling tzaya. Toch aziv ma ben poishe Yisrael and Nevi'e Umas Oilam Avdei Avad Nezara. We see the difference between the Nevi'e Umas Avdei Avad Nezara that Rashi says, if you look at the second line, narrow line, Nevi'e Umas Avdei Avad Nezara, Bilam, Sheshchein, Niglas Alar, V'yeshia Ledover. Bilam had the opportunity. He had Nevu'ah from the Ribono Shel Olam, and even he went to Rishus. Tanya Amar Belaza, boy, you ate kama gedoyla koicha shel boisha. Come look at the tremendous koyach of busha, of being embarrassed. Sherei siyaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bar kamtza, Ribono Shel Olam helped bar kamtza, v'hichrev es beisai, and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, v'sarav es heichelai, and he burnt the heichel. So this is the story of Kamtza Ubar Kamtza. This is the end of the story here. The Gemara went through a whole story about how we know we started in the beginning of the story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, that he did a terror, that there was an embarrassment, that Kamtza would not let Bar Kamtza say, and because of the power of Busha, Ribono Shel Olam allowed, again, this was not the reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but this was the last brick. This was the, you know, this broke the camel's back, as they say. Let's see a little bit on the parasha, just a few minutes. Parashas Re'eh, Hapikl Tezvav, Pasuk Zayin. Did you have an Evyoin, a poor person, a destitute person, Me'achad Achecha, from one of your brethren, Me'achad Sherecha, from one of your cities, Ba'artzecha Asher Hashem Lekecha Noisen Loch, Ve'isa'ameis Etzlevavcha, Ve'isikpais Etzyotcha Me'achich Evyoin. We have two Lashenis. Ve'isa'ameis Etzlevavcha, okay, you shouldn't harden your heart. Really sick place as you are, and you should not clench your hands. Me'achicha Evin, from your brother that's Evin. What is the, is it the same thing? Does it mean two things? Zup the stipler. There should be, to understand the pasuk, there's like a comma. Ki yevcha Evin me'achad achecha. If there is an Evin me'achad achecha, one of your brothers, comma, ba'achat sharecha, or in one of your cities, or. That means there's two different people, aniyim, avyanim, we can be talking about. There are avyanim, he says, that they don't walk around and make it public knowledge that they don't have money. It could be your next door neighbor, it could be your relative. They don't walk around collecting publicly, but you know they don't have money. That's one type of person. Then there's ba'achat sharecha. A person in your city, it could be anybody, a person going out collecting, he's walking around, he's two times Cheshavas, whatever it is, he walks around collecting, everyone knows, you don't know him personally per se, but he's Ba'achat Sherecha. And the Pasuk, Loi Sa'amis Etzlevavcha, you shouldn't harden your heart, comma, this is going on the first case. You shouldn't harden your heart me'achad achecha. If you know somebody who is, you know that he's poor, you know that he lost his money, and he was of a certain status in the community, and he lost his money, you should not harden your heart, which means you should give him as much as you can. Give him as much as you possibly can. Don't harden your heart. Keep your heart open. Give him as much as you can. The second one is v'lo yisikpais etzyadcha. You shouldn't close. You shouldn't clench your fists. You shouldn't close your hands. That's talking about ba'achad sharecha, someone already who is public, who walks around, and he's collecting money. So you should certainly give him, but it's not as great of a degree of have a chiyuv of tzedakah. Of course, if you can give him a lot of money, he gives him to hate. But at least you have to give him something. You shouldn't clench your fist. You should just give him something. But it's not on the same madrigal of the first person who is you know that he's going to be embarrassed. And perhaps this is the pshat over here. We just ended busha. A person already, he's already, unfortunately, Nebuch. He's a poor person, and he's already Mavai, he's already walking around. That's one level, you should help him. But the person who's not known yet, and he's a poor person, and he's going to have to be embarrassed if you're not going to help him, and people won't help him, he's going to have to go start collecting money, so then you have a bigger chiyuv to provide for. There's a Bukhanan, a Maimer on Tshuva. He says, the Gemara Baba Kama tells us, there were Rishon who wanted to kill Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah davened to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, v'yiyu mishlochim lefanecha beis acha aseivahem. The Gemara explains that Yirmiyah requested the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that whenever these people, they were rich people, whenever they give money, it should be to people shaloiko hagin that don't really need the money. Fake collectors, they shouldn't give money to the collectors, the good collectors. The Gemara tells us in Brachas and Davar that Rav Ashi says that if one considered, he thought about fulfilling a mitzvah, being mekayimeth, he gets a schar if he did it. So, Frekya B'chanan, what was Yirmiyah davening for? He was davening that these rich people who wanted to kill him, that any time they give tzedakah to someone, it should be, they shouldn't be real on him. What is he accomplishing? If they're giving tzedakah to the ani, even if he's not an ani, if someone gives tzedakah, and he has das to give tzedakah, and the person that ends up not being ani, he still gets chai, the Gemara tells us. So then what was he accomplishing? So Chan explains an unbelievable you say. There's two parts to every mitzvah, and there's two parts to every avera. The part of a mitzvah is that there's a, if someone does a mitzvah, he causes an actual mice of a mitzvah, someone gives tzedakah to an ani, to a poor person. If he gives it to a not a poor person, it's not the real mitzvah. He tried, but it wasn't mekayim mitzvah. If someone gives money to an ani, he was mekayim mitzvah. That creates a tikkun in this world. How that works, we don't know, but there's a tikkun, something was corrected, was mesakin in this world. That's one. The second aspect of a mitzvah is to do the Ratzon Hashem. The Baruch Shalom told me to get stuck. If I get stuck on it, because the Baruch Shalom told me, so I'm being Mekayim the mitzvah right away. So the highest form of being Mekayim mitzvah is if I want to do a mitzvah of giving tzedakah, and I give it to Takan Oni, so now I have both. I'm Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem, and I also created a ticket in this world, I did everything. The flip side, if someone does an Aveira, you do an Aveira, you cause a klal in the world, you cause something bad to happen in this world. Aside from that, you rebelled against the Baruch Shalom. Baruch Shalom told you not to do that Aveira, and you did it. So there's two things. What happened over here that we have that Yirmiyah davened? Yirmiyah says, listen, I know these guys. They're Isham through and through. You know why they're giving tzedakah? Not because they want to kind the words of Hashem. They're giving tzedakah because they want to look good. They want people to say, oh, those Gevirim, those rich guys, they give money. Not because they want to be kind. So now, if these people are going to give to people that are not real on the end, they'll get nothing. They won't get this life, because if they give
to Aniyim, at least
they have a ticket. That's correct. Yirmi says that they should not be entitled to get a schutz to be to the ticket. And that's what he said by other Marishan. Other Marishan, Davin, he did a chet. Right? The chet eis hadas. And what happened? There's still misa in the world. Why is there misa in the world? Tshuva! We believe in tshuva! What happened? Achanan says, of course there was tshuva. But the tshuva only helped in the merida, in the rebellion. The rebellion was that he was married, the Baruch Shalom said, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he ate it. He didn't listen, he rebelled against the Baruch Shalom. So that, he gets a tshuva for. The Baruch Shalom says, you're right, okay. But he caused a kilkel in this world. Not every time can you change a kilkel. He created something in this world, that now there's misa in the world. So that is what Yirmiyah was trying to accomplish. Perhaps we can say in the next pasuk it says, "Kipasayach tiftach as yod chaloy." You should open up your hand. What does it mean? What's this double lashon of pasayach tiftach? This is the pshat. Pshat is pasayach tiftach. You should open up your hands two ways. You should open up your heart. You should do it with the right das, and you should also do it that you should want it. We have to work on it. And halach not a parsha to give money to an ani. You're supposed to. You want to give a large donation. You should really look into the tzedakah. Make sure that it's a proper tzedakah. So paseach tzedakah can either mean is you should give to both of these people. The person who's me'achad achecha b'achad sherecha, either one. Or you can say, like we're saying over here, that you should paseach tiftach. First of all, you should give tzedakah, try to give it to an ani. But more than that, the second paseach is that you should open up your heart. Because that's the ikar. It comes in and goes out. We're saying over here, this whole Yisrael of Kitas over here, we're talking about a yitosh. It says a yitosh takes food in, but it doesn't. There's no excrement, it doesn't go out. Tita started off, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted a Churban Beis Hamikdash. He started off with the right kavana. What happened? He stabbed the pareches, blood came out, oh, I killed the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Now we lost everything. We have to work on even when we do mitzvahs, we have to work on it. When we have El now, the time to work on doing things properly, and our avodas Hashem should be better, we have to work on having the proper kavanas. And we should be zoicha that to see the rebuilding of the bayis shlishi, the binyan beis hamikdash, from hei b'yameinu amen.